All right, this is Mike Murphy, news director for GameNode.com, and I'm here with Joe Garcia. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So could you first tell me, you know, what this whole event is for, the whole Mafia 2 party?
We have Gamertag Radio got together with 2K, and they are doing community parties through three cities in the U.S., and they hit up Miami, and they hit up Chicago, and now they're hitting up New York City, all the three big cities. And what they're doing were community parties. They were getting the community, the people that play the game, that are out there, that are, you know, firsthand, they get to come, hang out, get involved at the Mafia 2 lifestyle. They're rocking fedoras, and they're rocking their little boas and their Tommy guns, and they're living the life of Mafia 2, and they're getting to know the game.
NVIDIA is also here. They're showing off the game in 3D. Did you get to take a look at that yet?
I did get to rock it, because NVIDIA is amazing. They've done some great things with 3D, and I did get to play it on the 3 screen, which is a whole different immersive experience. Like, you feel like if you take the car and put it into where you don't see the car at all, where you're seeing it from the windshield, that experience, it wraps around you. So you, when somebody hits the car, it flies into your face, and it's like, I mean, it's amazing what they can do with 3D. But playing a shooting game in 3D, you feel it like you have your left and right peripheral on this system, the way they have it set up. They did such a great job shooting this game. I've never seen a game like that in 3D. You know, Avatar came out with their 3D game, and you know, it was good, but this one was better.
Okay, so earlier today when you were on the stage, you got the typical criticism for, you know, being a girl and people not believing that you're a gamer. Do you ever get tired of hearing that at all?
Honestly, I think I will always have to hear that. I think it's one of those things that until more girl gamers come forward and say that they're gamers, like, I'm an avid gamer. I don't have to be a pro gamer to be or enjoy video games. I don't have to be an avid gamer. I don't have to be a pro gamer to be effective in it either. Like, the games I do play, I'm good at. Like, and I can get just as competitive as a guy. Like, it's just one of those things. I choose not to be a cocky person about it, though. The fact that I say that I'm a gamer is people ask me, hey, what do you do? Well, I do. I get into video games. I do sit on my couch for 8 hours a day. I get lost in them. I get the headaches. And when I say I get the headaches, you get headaches when you sit too long and play a video game. You come out of it, your eyes are bloodshot, and people think you're smoking something, and it's just like, it's just you cracking out on your video game, which is probably just as bad, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to always hear it. I know I am. And the fact that I shot for Playboy doesn't make it any easier for me. It's like, there's no way that girl, like, I play video games. I can fix my own car. I can cook. I don't mind cleaning. And I love to take care of any guy that I'm in a relationship with. So I'm like the ideal chick. So God forbid that exists. They don't want to believe that because either the girl they're dating or married to just doesn't add up and they're pissed off at me about it. But in the end, I'm going to be me, regardless of what people think or say. I just stop listening to the hype.
That's good. So obviously you're playing Mafia 2. Aside from, well, what do you think about that game first? And secondly, what else have you been playing lately?
Well, Mafia 2 has grown a lot since Mafia 1. And they added stuff that you wouldn't uniquely see in a Mafia, in the original Mafia game. The thing about Mafia, like, people are comparing it to, like, GTA. GTA is a very open world style game. This game is very linear to a certain extent. It's linear in that the story drives the missions, and there are little tasks that you can do here and there to kind of distract yourself, but it doesn't throw you off the game. It always keeps you on the page. Like, if it's telling you you need to go to Joe's apartment, it's always going to say you need to go to Joe's apartment. But if you need to import some cars at Derek's at the port, you can do that real quick, and then you can go and check out Joe's apartment. But it keeps you in the story for the time. It doesn't let you deviate too much. There's certain parts of the game that remind me very much of Beast Rider, where the game locks you in a spot and it makes you do what you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't want to give a cheat away or a spoil away, but at the very beginning of the game, it's making you go to a specific place, and it gives you a boundary. So if you try to deviate off that boundary, it says, it reminds you, hey, you need to go see whatever, and it makes you turn around and you have to go back. So it won't let you sidetrack for certain parts of the game, and I think that's very good for a gamer that can tend to be, I'm an addictive person, so I want to finish everything. anything, so if you give me restrictions, then I have to do what I'm supposed to. And this game does that for you. It also gives you a lot of things to collect. Like, you have the wanted posters that are scattered throughout the city that you can collect for an achievement, and obviously the Playboy magazines. There's 50 vintage covers and 50 centerfolds. It's a total of 50, but you get to see both a cover and a centerfold. The beauty about that is that they're legitimate centerfolds, and it's like a little treat. You get to open it up, and it's a great thing. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing more of those types of things in video games, and Mafia 2 did it right, especially the cover system. They added a cover system, which is awesome, especially when you're backyard brawling with these guys and like ports with guns and all that good stuff. So,
what else have you been playing aside from Mafia 2?
Well, I just got Kane and Lynch 2, so I haven't played it yet, so I'm stoked about actually playing that game. I might do it on PC. They actually sent me a PC copy as well, and I think I'm interested to see how that plays out on PC. So I've been playing that, or starting to play that. I've been playing Red Dead, because I just got the DLC, so I want to see how that all plays out. Borderlands, I'm still playing that. I'm on my second playthrough, and I can't stop playing it. It's like one of those games that it's just as stupid as...
It's like crack.
It's like you have three DLCs, there's a new one coming out soon, so I have my guy at like level 54, like something ridiculous like that. So I'm ready for the new DLC, but I'm still playing that. I'm looking forward to a lot of games, so I'm trying to curb myself, but I've been playing StarCraft 2 a lot. I waited way too long for that game, so it's just like, it's my crack right now. It's like, I can't put that game down for the life of me. It's so hard. And then I finished Mafia 2, but I'm going back right now. I'm either at 35, 36 of my achievements I've already unlocked, and now I have to go through and finish what's left over. And there are people who are wondering, like, there's an achievement in there that people are confused about. It's at the very beginning of the game. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to spoil it. But if you get confused about it and you can't figure out where it's at, hit me up on my Twitter. I actually figured it out. Finally figured that one out. But, yeah.
All right, so you mentioned you're looking forward to a lot of games. Which ones in particular are you looking forward to?
I'm actually looking forward to Killzone 3. I saw it in 3D at E3, and I was just like, wow. Like, I'm stoked about that game. I'm looking forward. A lot of people are looking forward to Halo Reach. I never really got into Halo Reach, but that Halo in general. But Halo Reach looks like something I would play. So I'm looking forward to Halo Reach. Want to see how that all plays out. Fable 3 looks amazing. I can't wait to see more of that. Civilization looks great. I can't wait to play that game. Black Ops, the Treyarch Call of Duty that's coming out here soon. I want to see if they did us justice, because with all this craziness that's going on with Activision and Infinity and all this nuts, yeah. I want a good Call of Duty game to come out. Modern Warfare 2 was amazing, so I want to see more. Keep that trend going. Mm-hmm. I'm still a little curious about Epic Mickey. I was sad to find out that it wasn't available for PlayStation or Xbox anymore. So we'll see where that all goes. But those are my big games. Also looking forward to Mortal Kombat. Been reading a lot about the Mortal Kombat. Want to see how that game's going to play. Because I'm all about the friendship and the fatalities and the rainbows. And they said they're going to keep it bloody, and they're going to keep it what Mortal Kombat was back in the day. I want to see it now, but I want to see it with new graphics, a new engine, and a third dimension, man.
Yeah. So last question, are you going next week, and is PAX Prime, are you going to be there?
I unfortunately am not going to be at PAX Prime. Everybody keeps asking me, are you going to PAX? I think I'm going to miss it again this year. I missed it last year and I cried. So I wonder what I'm going to do this time around. They're trying to make it so that I'm down there for it, but it's like hit and miss. I can't say yes, I'll be there and then not show up. It would be sad.
All right. Well, Joe Garcia, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.